song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
No. It's August 3rd. The Huskers start football practice Saturday. No. Tony, I'll tell you what. I've been working all day. I've been working all weekend. It was a great weekend. I'm fired up. That's not how we're starting the show today. That's not how we're starting the show. Derek, I want to start the show over.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts.
We're starting the show over.
They don't fit the foreign diplomat
mold. We are starting the show over.
Their computer science careers were cut short.
Oh, no.
And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska,
the 2009 Doug and Daddy Nebraska football.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents the Doug and Daddy Show.
I think Nebraska fans are the greatest fans in all of college football. No question on mine. I've coached here 3 times, and I've been here to do television 4 times. The enthusiasm here is as good as any place, but the integrity here of the fans is the best in America.
It's Jerry Taggy calling signals after a 67-yard march. And on a quarterback keeper, he dives for the goal line. Coach Bob Devaney's unbeaten Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one. 1970 National Collegiate Football Champions of America.
Nobody's been more dominant than Nebraska.
Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home. Jet Rogers just tore them loose from their shoes.
It's a feeling that you can't describe. You put one of those shirts on, and it's like you got power.
Gets it off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
It's part of you, and once you leave here, it doesn't leave you.
And a snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the 5. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history, 13-0, and bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Nothing can compare to it.
And an option to the right, Tommy on the keep, turns the corner, 25-30. Eludes a tackler, 35. Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. He's going to go. Holy cow. Touchdown, Tommy Frazier.
I wish everybody had the opportunity just to buckle it up one time and see what it feels like to wear that N on the side of your helmet. Because I tell you what, when you got that helmet on, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
Third down. Frost to the middle.
It doesn't get any better than it is here.
Oh, Dan Trotch escapes. And on the first down. Oh, Dan, look at this.
Jeez.
Oh, no, he could go.
Wow.
Amazing. See you later. That may be one of those unreal runs I have ever seen.
This is a special place. It's like one big family, and that's what I want it to be. I look back at all the tradition and all the things that have gone on here and the great players and the great teams that have played here, and I want to bring everything back into the fold to allow us to move this program forward and to get the best out of everything that we can do.
First down and 10 to go. Here's a hand up to Thunder, who gives it back to Mike Stoops. He's going to throw it. He's got a man out there.
Yeah!
40! Eric Crouch, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Have some fun and play with passion. The most physical football team, the team that hits the other team right there underneath the chin. That That's the team that's going to win this football game.
Senior T.J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake West to put it down. Alexander to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. And the snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is
get
on
there.
Its way. And the kick is good. Makes it in there. 57 yards out of school record to put the Huskers in front 33-31.
And you know what? We got the N on the side of our helmets, fellas. And that's what the N on the side of your helmet is all about. Let's take those N's and put it right underneath their chin for four corners and get out to somebody's
house. Second and 10. Hawkins in the gun gets a snap. Sets, throws, batted down. Intercepted at Damakutsu. Sue to the 20, 15. Touchdown, Sue. And Damakutsu's second touchdown of the year.
And it comes off the bat by Zach Potter.
How about that for Indomitable? Oh,
the stadium is blowing up.
Well,
okay, now let's start the show.
Okay, I'm sweating right now. I am absolutely sweating.
Well, very good work.
I'm sweating. There's so many more. What a great time. And right now, we hope that we can talk a lot of football and fall sports through December. We'll see how long it lasts this year for the Big Red. God,
I really had no idea what you were going with at the start of the show. You kind of surprised me amongst everybody else out there listening. Have you saw yesterday's Lincoln Journal Star? Don't know if you have or not. Have you saw how they broke things down? Because this is kind of a transition period. We're getting ready for football, and they've got to put something on the cover that represents the Huskers and the season getting kicked off. They've broken down and basically making the grade. Now, I would say that they're kind of going a little bit crazy because the A, yes, that would certainly be an A.
Okay, so here's what we got. But this isn't really, it's Steve Sipple. Okay, so F would be no bowl game. The season as a whole, flat out F, no bowl game. 7 wins or fewer, we would get a D. To get a C, a finish along the lines of last year. No Big 12 North title, but a victory in a bowl game or at least a well-played bowl game. That would be a C. For Nebraska to get a B, according to Sip, they would need to capture the North and finish with 4 or fewer losses. Now, that's where a lot of people are predicting this football team to be, is a B. An A, if the Huskers got an A, according to Sip, they'd have to win the North and pick up an unexpected victory along the way, like upsetting Virginia Tech or Oklahoma. Plus, you better add not being upset along the way by a Baylor or a Missouri or a Colorado, somebody on the road, or losing to, I don't know if Kansas would be an upset, but losing to somebody at home that you shouldn't lose to. So, I don't know. I'd say that's pretty fair.
I would say it's fair, other than I guess I would consider an A. You win the North and play well in the Big 12. Make a very competitive game.
But
I mean, it's not 40-10.
How teachers used to give you an A is different than how they gave the smart kids an A.
Very true. Very true.
Right now, all I'm going to say is if this season is not better than last season, we're at this point in December, this season's not better than last season, how would you deem this season? It wouldn't be above average, and average is C.
No, because I think last year, well, not if you go back, because in breaking down last year, I was the one that said we really didn't beat anybody we shouldn't have beat, and we didn't lose to anybody. Colorado came down, yeah, it took us 57 yarders, a yard or two to get that done, but you've got to beat somebody you don't expect to beat.
I don't think we were supposed to beat Clemson.
Okay.
I don't think we were supposed to beat Clemson. 888-455-ESPN. Let's get that info out to you. The Dent Popper inbox is open. Anything you want to talk about, the Husker Football Open that just debuted. We're not going to beat that to death, but we will probably play it on a lot of Fridays through the upcoming season to get you ready for weekends of football. And, of course, the Huskers Open Camp Saturday. Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Also, the phone line's wide open, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. It's just stupid to pose the question to the fan out there, how do you feel about Husker football this fall? Because, I feel great. Bo's going to win 10. Don't overlook, we could beat Virginia Tech. We're gonna, and I hope all that's true. So, but if you want to pipe in with your Husker thoughts right now before camp even opens, feel free to do so. We'd love to hear from you. Maybe you've got a different take than some of the others. I will say, I'm not hearing anybody saying sub 500.
No. Yeah.
Which would be tough with the three non-conference and Iowa State on your schedule. I mean, you're the four easiest games you're going to have all year.
Have you heard anybody say anything less than 8 wins, really?
Possible seven wins. Again, you know, for those that want to say Missouri, Colorado, Kansas, all on the road, Baylor, you know, you just don't know. And again, as I was putting together the highlights, looking through the highlights and thinking, and all that motivation is there, I just don't know how they won't be good from a strictly they've got talent, they'll overachieve standpoint. But we sat here last year and said this team could have a good year, great year, comparable to what it had been, if Joe Gann stays healthy. It's the same thing with Zach Lee. Zach Lee, the quarterback position has to be where it was last year for this team to be better, because basically everywhere else is supposed to be better.
How long is comparison to the one you just did to the old one?
I don't know, another minute and a half.
Really?
With some Jason Peters, some Grant Wistrom, some new, you know, from the Colorado game last year. And we put the Eric Crouch run in against Missouri, you know, with our buddy Dave Lapham. I counted 3 wows, a G's, and there was one other thing in his commentary during the run. 3 wows, a G's, and like amazing. I think one amazing. 3 wows, a G's, and one amazing. So fun, maybe, and hopefully some more highlights are along that way this year. Maybe in Oklahoma, maybe a Virginia Tech. Maybe in Kansas, somewhere where we can pick that up. But love to hear from you. Starting out talking a little Husker football, but more to talk about here on the show today. State Legion baseball tournament's continuing. Lexington still alive. They go again today. Their hands are full every game. So they're going to probably take on one of the best teams in Omaha, Ron Colley, to try and stay alive today at 4 o'clock up in Wayne. Best of luck to Lexington. We'll probably touch on that a little bit more. But not a whole lot going on except...
Well, you said 3 wows... G's and amazing.
Yeah.
You got to translate that into what happened yesterday with Tiger Woods.
One of the wows is what happened after the show. Well, he had just finished up that amazing 63 during the show Friday to get back in contention. He goes from 95th after day one to winning by 3 and not having a whole lot of pressure on Sunday. So there's one wow. Another wow is that the Royals... The wow, I think, is maybe a G's on Tampa Bay. Wow that the Royals are being no-hit again through 8 innings. A wow that it's John Buck that breaks it up. And it's a G's. If I'm James Shield, I'm turning around going, really? Thanks for the effort, guys. Don't try and catch that little pop flying right. I mean, it was a pop fly. It was basically a missed bunt by Alex Gordon that sat on the plate. And error, they throw it to the outfield. And then they pull the infield in. And the shortstop can't make the play. Of all the highlights I saw, the Royals didn't hit a ball hard. And they win the game 4-1. No
it's
hits.
Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter
no hits through eight. They win the game.
That would be a wow.
And they're just getting underway with Tampa Bay in the fourth game of this four-game series. Wrap up the road trip. Daddy sporting the Tampa Bay Ray visor in studio today.
What am I doing?
What's wrong with you?
You're an idiot. That's all there is to it. Oh, and by the way, Blue Jay, number 2 fan, we will not be joining the Royals in progress after the show today. So all will be well. We'll get right into Van Pelt or the rest of Cowherd when our show is over. So we did join them once last week, but way early start today. They are already underway. We'll obviously have you updates on SportsCenter throughout the afternoon. That's a wow. Woods is a wow.
I'm going to throw this in on Tiger. Since the 2006 British Open, he's competed on the PGA Tour 39 times. How many times has he won?
21.
No one else has ever, you know, for people to say, Jack's still the best tour. Well, he's going to go by Jack sometime later this year because he needs 3 more to catch Jack at 72 as far as wins go. Then he's got Mr. Snead, who's, you got to think, sometime next year, that's going to happen. He's 33.
It just depends what they officially call Sam Snead's number. Probably a couple years, but yeah.
But Jack Nicklaus, he's 7 years younger. when Jack won his when he won his 69th tournament, I believe he's 7 years, 3 months, 20-some days younger than when Jack won his 69th. And then he went on to win, obviously, three more. 72, 70, you know, 72nd PGA Tour win. 21 out of 39, over half the time, 54% of the time, if I did my math correctly, 54% of the time. And by the way, who are these guys playing on the PGA Tour this weekend? Who are, and they're very good, by the way.
These are the guys that when Tiger's not in, nobody pays attention.
Roland Thatcher, I got to be honest, never heard of Roland. Never in my life have I heard one mention on SportsCenter.
You'd think he'd be on the Versus Network hosting an outdoor show. Anyway.
You've got Alice's grandchild, Greg Chalmers. John Senden, have heard of John. Y.E. Yang, have heard of Y.E. Yang. Ben Crane?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Michael Letzig, never heard of him. Brian Vernesch, never heard of him. Bob Heintz?
Well, you know, 57 varieties.
J.J.'s cousin, Jimmy ketchup. Walker.
Bob makes some ketchup.
Troy Madison, Charles Warren.
Sometimes they call him Chuck.
Matt Jones took a break from his car, parked along the highway. No, Matt, that's a receiver that has some problems. I mean, there's some other players in here that obviously you've heard of, but
didn't have good weeks. Okay.
A couple of those guys are in the top 100 on the money list. I know Senden and Letzig are in the 70 range, and a couple of them are up there.
Letzig's in the top 70. Yeah.
They show the little number next to their name while they were playing the tournament there. And a couple of those guys are up. It looks like they're going to get their tour cards back next year. So,
let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Ken always chimes in. He's got the good, the bad, and the ugly for us on the Doug and Daddy show today. He says the good is Freddie wins the senior U.S. Open. You got to love that guy. After he kind of let the British senior open get away from him last week, comes back. It's amazing that they just pile him on week after week and call them majors. I don't get that, but whatever. They label them majors so that the big boys are all in that tournament, and that's why it's a major. But Freddie shoots 7-under-65 yesterday and cruises to a win. He says the bad, the Huskers lose a good recruit.
Wow.
Who's minding the store? I think we lost that wide receiver, didn't we? That didn't happen just yesterday. But and then the ugly, Alex Gordon's bunt. At least he didn't quit on it and made it safely. Ken, thanks. That's actually one of the more well-thought-out emails you've had in a long, long time.
And I think a lot of times when you hear Freddie, you think of Couples. It's Freddie Funk that he's referring to there.
Yeah. Freddie Couples, though, making some kind of funny Bridgestone commercials right now. So those are kind of funny. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-ESPN. We'd love to hear from you on the program today. You can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper has specialized in paintless dent repair for years, and they are the home of the Arma linings. Get your vehicle looking better with a free estimate from the boys at the Dent Popper. We will be back with more, and don't forget, we've been telling you about it since Friday and all weekend, but to our Big 12 preview today, we'll continue with the big defensive tackle from Oklahoma, Gerald McCoy. He's right around the corner, so stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't believe they're still on the air.
Well, that's certainly not the first time we've heard that.
$8,000. I'll bet you thought the government stimulus package would never affect you. But if you're thinking about buying your first ever home, how does $8,000 in tax credit sound? And where will you start shopping for that new home? Let me suggest a place that already has homes priced lower than you would have ever imagined. Welcome to Eagle Crest Homes, West Highway 30 in Grand Island. And I should point out, the stimulus package is going to end soon, so for further information, call Jim or Brad at Eagle Crest Homes, Grand Island, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Whether it's all the chubs, grubs, minnows, stinky, crawly, luscious, live bait the fish just can't resist under the water, and all sorts of fishing tackle, or topside summertime toys for you, visit the Boathouse north of Grand Island. New this year, 11 to 24-foot Big Red Edition Logo Boat Pontoons. Logo Boats put the spirit of Husker Sports on the water. The Boathouse has a great inventory of other new and used boats as well as repair. So visit the Boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, and log on to theboathousegi.com. Before podcasts, if you missed the Doug and Daddy Show, they used to have to come to your house.
What, were you expecting a visit from the Tooth Fairy?
And try to repeat everything.
I don't have time today to play What's My Line.
Now when you log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.
Don't touch your computer. Don't ever touch your computer.
You can listen to or download the latest Doug and Daddy Show.
Yes, I pressed that button like 100 times.
Doug and Daddy.
I'm telling you, this thing won't print.
Online. Podcasts. Brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in Kearney.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop across the area through the day today with a slight chance for a storm late with highs around 96. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 10. We'll see a chance for isolated storms tonight with lows around 65. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 81.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You know what? There is actually, at least besides the Royals, something. This would kind of be comparable as far as, you know, gag reflex. But there is actually another live sporting event going on right now. It's something. They dress up in funny outfits, and then they get in painted up vehicles with all kinds of stickers on them.
She named me Dale, Darrell, Waltrip, Richard, Petty, Rusty, Elson, Bill, Irvin, Gordon, Earnhardt, Smith, Johnson, Jr.
They're at Pocahontas today.
It's on ESPN television, folks. Pocono, is it just maybe the 100? Get it over with quicker and get them out of there. But yeah, NASCAR going on today because it rained yesterday. Can't drive in the rain. I mean, hate to slow down.
That would be some great racing.
She named me Dale, Darrell, Walter,
just let him
Richard,
go.
Petty, Rusty, Olson, Bill, Irvin, Gordon, Earnhardt, Smith, Johnson, Jr.
I'm taking Truex. 888-455-ESPN. Hey, Doug Duda, you know, if you're not familiar with this, my name's Doug. I'm Doug
not
Duda.
Not Dick.
Over
it's
there.
Not Dick.
No, thanks, Stu. Oh, by the way, that reminds me. Thank you. we got to see. Okay, let's go with that. Yeah, you know, last week, thanks to our good buddy Stuart Pospisil, writing the article about the Coaches Association Awards and what everybody got. Somehow in the Omaha World Herald, I didn't see it until we were in Dallas and people were emailing the show all over the place. Of course, I was referred to as a Dick Duda, you know, new guy on the scene. So. Folks, Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald is a frequent contributor to the Doug and Daddy Show, and we have him on quite a bit. And after I spoke with him on the phone last week and accepted his apology, I'm not even sure he really apologized, but I told him that on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to have a new little contest. And I don't know what we'll give away, maybe some T-shirts, maybe some passes to the 2009 Cox Classic. Still got a couple of those sitting here. Maybe we'll get you a hat. You know, it'll be some top-of-the-line stuff. We need a name for Stu Pospisil now. A lot of people have just said it's stupid possible. Stupid Pospisil. But when we have Stu on next, what should we replace his name with to get even with him? So email those suggestions. We take Stu out, and we have a new name for Stu Pospisil. So go ahead and email those to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. The winner will get something. I don't know what it'll be, but email us your suggestions for Stu Pospisil's new first name. Doug Duda along with you, along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, and our engineer today, Jean Vandeveld, is with us in studio, the German Derek Stenson. We all were out this weekend. I was playing at a golf tournament, and it's a lot more fun when you have a good time and when you do well. And you were not in a golf tournament, but you played yesterday
at
lovely Meadowlark Hills.
At lovely Meadowlark Hills, and it was a lovely time through 15 holes. It was great.
This is setting up for, you know, the kind of a round where we wouldn't see you in studio today.
Right, correct. I was absolutely obliterating my best round ever yesterday.
Now, of course, for folks out there, we're a grade below suck.
Yeah, I'm a definite hack.
We're not the worst people We're not the worst golfers in the entire state.
But how many holes?
We're not going to shoot scratch. I mean, what? I'm about a 15 handicap.
Yeah, I'm probably right around a 20, 18 to a 20. Okay. About bogey golf.
So yesterday, you're standing on the 16th tee. Well, let's jump deep into this round. We're going deep into it. In fact, you're pretty good, except you double nine.
Yes, I double nine to shoot a 39 on the front. Best nine I've ever had there.
So that's three over.
And I'm
double
standing.
Nine.
Yeah, I double nine. And I go par, 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 bogey, par, par, birdie. And I'm standing on the 16th tee box, three over par.
What was your best round ever?
Before that, 85.
85, the best you've ever shot ever.
Correct.
So and right I'm, now, you're standing on the 16th tee box, three holes to go. Let's say, you're not going to par out, but if you do, that's a 74. On a par 71 at Metal Arc, it's a 74.
At that point, I'm thinking bogey, bogey par. Right. I finish at 76.
Three bogeys. Just slap it, and there it is. Okay, so what happened on 16? You actually put your drive in the fairway.
I did. I put my drive beautifully right down where the fairway ends and turns to rough there before it kind of shoots down a little bit.
And then you had a free moment, didn't you?
Yeah. There's a hazard there on the right. Yeah, I found it. Yeah.
So you double bogey.
I double bogey.
That's okay.
That's all right.
It's okay.
Not bad.
So you stand on 17. What happens?
I pull out my 6-iron. I'm thinking, this is the club. Shank right.
Oh, into the
right,
crap?
Right of the bunkers, actually.
Oh,
almost into the hazard. So I proceed to chunk a sand wedge just over the traps to leave myself a 50-footer and three-putt that.
Okay, but, all right. The wheels are so wobbly and they're starting to fall off. But you've went double-double.
Right.
So now you're 7 over.
I'm okay.
You are still right there. Par bogey, you break 80. It's like breaking 90 or 100 or whatever you do the first time. You've got a chance to break 80 with just a bogey on 18. What happened?
I shanked it left.
Right. But you didn't get a double bogey. You didn't get a double.
Nope, didn't get the double. Tripled.
Oh, no.
Play 15 holes at 3 over par and then play the last three at 7 over par. I literally wanted to go home and hang myself. I did.
For a crowd-pleasing 81. For 3 hours of bliss and 30 minutes of shotgun in the mouth.
Now, for as proud as I was standing on the 16th tee, the utter disappointment of walking off the 18th green, I didn't even know. My mind was blank. I was...
For anybody that knows Metal Arc, though, you came off of 15 with a par...
With a birdie,
okay.
Yeah, I stuck it to 12 feet inside
okay.
the putt.
So you got the deuce there. What did you drink in the clubhouse?
Nothing. Just went, but, for all those golfers that think the game is mostly mental, which it is, I walked onto the 16th tee box, and the first time I actually thought about what my final score could be, and that was the downfall. Epic choke job.
Still fun. It's still fun. The pain is still fun.
Any other day in 81, I would be absolutely ecstatic with. Just happy, just, hey, let's go pound some beers. This is great.
That's why, you know.
Epic fail.
Well, what's easier, torture or golf? I don't know, but it's about the same thing.
You know Vandevelde's face when the ball goes in the burn the first time? Yeah, that's what I looked like walking onto the 17th tee box.
888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And don't forget, whether you want to watch the NASCAR race today, whether you want to watch some golf or any Major League Baseball game like the Royals that are on right now, you can check it out at the Chicken Coop. While you're enjoying lunch, downtown Grand Island and Kearney, there is a great seat in the house for you. Wide open. It's a huge place, and they got HD TVs all over the place. And every Major League Baseball game is there for you. While you're there, grab something to eat, of course. They've got lunch specials every day, or maybe you just need a little burger or maybe a salad. The Coop's Burgers are 7-ounce ground chuck, onion seasoned patties, topped with lettuce, tomato, and pickle on a toasted Kaiser bun. Or maybe you're like a few of the friends I know and probably didn't eat that well this weekend. Maybe you need something a little bit bigger. Maybe you need a pizza. Maybe you need a steak. Maybe you need some pasta for a little nourishment in there. They've got it all there for you at the Chicken Coop. All you have to do is stop by and enjoy it. Of course, great food and drink specials every night as well. Open 7 days a week at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island.
Get Curtis from Kearney on the line. I think he's got a new name for stew.
Curtis, what's up, man? Curtis, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. We lost Curtis. Curtis was probably at work, and somebody saw he was on the phone to somebody who wasn't supposed to be.
Call us back, Curtis. 1-888-455-3776.
Did he tell you the name?
No, he didn't. But he said he sounded pretty excited. So
keep them clean, people. Keep them clean.
Should I get the beeper ready?
Because we're we're looking for a new first name for Stu Pospisil after he referred to me in the World Herald as Dick Duda. when my actual name is Doug. Again, thanks to it couldn't be Tom or Bob. Thanks.
Because he never makes an appearance on the Doug and Daddy show.
So Stu's new first name for the next time we have him on the show.
Let me chime in with Remy. So perhaps Remy. I don't know where he got Remy, but.
Oh, he watches a lot of Cartoon Network, doesn't he?
Could just go with Pooh. Pooh Hospice.
SpongeBob. SpongeBob. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy show. Talk a little baseball. Talk about the Cubs. Okay, that's all we had to talk about the Cubs. Back after this.
And now here's another insightful comment from a Doug and Daddy listener.
Sellouts, that's what they are. The dirty sellouts for the almighty dollar.
And that's why you so seldom hear listener comment solicitations on the Doug and Daddy show.
StubHub!
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Listen up, sports fans and concert fans. When it comes to tickets, StubHub is the place to go. The world's largest ticket marketplace with a great selection of tickets to every game or show. Selling tickets? You can list them on StubHub. Reach millions of other fans looking. It's that easy. NFL and college football, folks, they're almost here. Buying or selling, StubHub backs everything with their Fan Protect Guarantee. Go to StubHub.com or call 1-866-STUBHUB. That's 1-866-STUBHUB.
The Home Depot has some good news for contractors. The number one name in home improvement now carries the number one name in ladders, Werner. Preferred by pros more than any other brand of ladder. Now get an 8-foot aluminum step ladder or 16-foot aluminum extension ladder for the new lower price of just $63. Werner ladders are back at the Home Depot. Things are definitely looking up. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, see store for details.
Another exciting fall sports season is on the way.
Adams back to pass, drops the ball, has to pick it up and skirts the right side, looking for some running room, gets inside the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Adams, that got into the end zone on a great ad lib for the Blue Hill Bobcats.
Serves across, set to the outside, Wojcik, picked up by Irvine, set to Pernicek, Pernicek puts it away, and it is now set point number one for Ravenna.
A 38-yard field goal attempt, so for the lead. Snap is down. The kick is up. It is a line drive. It is good. Oh, my! And with 15 seconds to go, a one-point lead for Elm Creek.
She'll drive it over, and Hayne with another great dig to the outside. Heaney drives over. Rocky with an equally good dig. Free ball. Here's Squires. Slide middle. Put down by Sokolowski, and we are tied. And Moncrief going to go option. Now Fakin wants to throw. He's going to throw underneath to his second receiver, and the ball is caught by Chatlin. In traffic, 35-30, 25-20, back to the middle of the field, and Chatlin's going to score.
The action starts August 28th.
The people who coach high school athletes honor Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation's Doug Duda as Media Person of 2009. Here's Nebraska Coaches Association Executive Director Steve Johnson.
The board felt it was appropriate at this point to recognize him, and they talked about his interviewing local high school coaches and, you know, throughout Central Nebraska. So, I mean, the coaches get down to talk about a wrestling rally. It's just interesting what he's done.
Thanks to the coaches who placed his name in nomination, and congratulations to our own Doug Duda.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop across the area through the day today with a slight chance for a storm late with highs around 96. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 10. We'll see a chance for isolated storms tonight with lows around 65. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 81.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our Big 12 preview will continue momentarily with Oklahoma big boy Gerald McCoy. Big boy.
The real deal.
He's a big boy. And he talks like he's from the South. And that was one thing I always enjoy about traveling to the South is some of the Southern drawl, especially from the ladies, but really didn't run into too much of that in Dallas. And maybe we just weren't in the right places. I don't know.
I think that had a lot to do with it.
But Gerald was like that, so he's got a little. So we'll hear from him in just a little bit here. You know, because it's been such a pleasant show, I want to change that up just a moment. One thing I'm tired of seeing... I'm tired of seeing, and yay, you're having fun. All right, come up with something new in baseball, and don't let it catch on anywhere else. The shaving cream pie in the face during the television interview. Hasn't that been overdone? Isn't that old? I mean, if I'm Mark Burley, and I just threw a perfect game, and some J-hole puts a pie in my face, I'm not going to be happy. I'm not going to be happy. Isn't it old? Immature? Aren't we over this? Come up with something new. That's old school. I mean, Morgana the Kissing Bandit's gone. Let's get rid of the shaving cream pie as well.
Okay.
All right. I saw it again this morning on SportsCenter. So that's what. There you go. All right. Is that okay?
That's fine with me.
You okay?
Yeah. All right. I'm ready for a little football talk.
All right. Gerald McCoy is going to join us. And don't forget our interviews from Big 12 Media Days. Brought to you by our friends at Dyna-Gro. Dyna-Gro Seed has SmartStax corn hybrids in their starting lineup. SmartStax, the ag industry's most advanced BT and herbicide offering available in corn today. Dyna-Gro offers SmartStax that combine 8 corn traits to provide farmers the absolute broadest spectrum of above and below ground protection available against insects and weeds versus any product in the market today. Contact your local Dyna-Gro representative to find out more about the Dyna-Gro SmartStax hybrids that are now available to order today.
We are back at Big 12 Media Days here in Irving, Texas, as we get ready now to talk to one of the 8 Oklahoma Sooners named preseason All-Conference. And I'll tell you what, it wouldn't have mattered who they brought. They just got some great, great players. And, Daddy, here's a man that, I think your shirt might be just a little too small for him. I'm just guessing. I don't know.
Well, he's one of those players that was one of the front runners for that preseason Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year. And Gerald McCoy joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Gerald, thanks so much for stopping by and giving us a minute, and welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you, Doug and Daddy.
Now, Gerald, you're looking at a Husker. You're looking at a Husker magazine that has Ndamukong Suh on the front. Does it matter to you that you were not preseason Defensive Player of the Year?
No, it doesn't matter at all. It doesn't bother me, not one bit. It really doesn't, because I mean, as long as my team is winning. It doesn't matter. If I'm helping out my team, I'm all right. And the guy, he's a great player, and I wish him all the best.
I want to follow up on the Nebraska-Oklahoma connection. We'll probably ask you a few questions on that. But as we're sitting there watching the bowl game last year, and we talked to some other guys that cover Oklahoma football earlier today, everybody's rooting for Oklahoma. Can you talk anything about an Oklahoma-Nebraska rivalry? Since it's not every year, I know that's you took care of them last year. Does the Oklahoma players still view that as a rivalry in any way? And is there respect between both programs?
Yeah, they made it a big deal last year. As far as our, like inside, like coaches and us, they made a big deal. You know, Nebraska's still a rivalry. I don't know why people think it's not. People put so much emphasis on OU Texas, but people forget that OU Nebraska has been a rivalry around for years too. And it's going. It was a. You know, they came not. Our house last year, we played them pretty well, but we're going up there this year. I'm sure they'll be looking for revenge, and you got to be ready once you go down there.
Gerald, so much was made of your game of getting up the field and making it easier and taking on double teams, even triple teams, and that makes it easier to freeze up guys on the outside. You ever look at those guys and say, guys, give me a little love, man. Let me get back there.
No, I take it on as a challenge. If I can still get back there and I have 2 and 3 on me, then, hey, that a little bit better.
Gerald McCoy joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Talk about the expectations now that you guys have been so solid for so long. Talk about what you even have to do to be better to finish the deal this year.
Well, I've improved my strength, my speed. I put on 10 pounds, and I just my overall, the mental part of the game, I've gotten smarter, and just my whole game, as an entire game, you know, I've gotten better just from this short off season, and that's just something I had to improve on. I mean, I came back to get my degree, but while I was here, why not improve myself as a player? And I think I've done it.
Gerald McCoy joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. I guess you came to Oklahoma to play big-time college football, to play against Texas, to play against Nebraska. You get an opportunity to go to Miami. Face the Hurricanes. Maybe the Hurricanes aren't
the
what they were. The U. There you go. The U. Obviously, is that a game which you guys talk about and really look forward to?
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't want to play Miami, who has a lot of great tradition? And it's just a great team in general. I mean, we played them once, and it was a good game, and it was a lot of fun then. But now we get to go down, and they are the home team. So we got to bring our lunch, and I'm pretty sure they'll be ready for us.
Gerald, talk about your quarterback in Sam Bradford, a Heisman Trophy winner. Not many guys get to play with a Heisman Trophy winner, and he's still got some college left for him to get done. What about the way the trophy and all the media limelight has affected him, because it sure doesn't seem like it has.
Right, it hasn't. Sam is one of the most humble people I know, and you'll never see him boast or brag about anything that he does or has done. And that's what I love about him, and that's why he's gained so much respect from us and other people, because he is so humble.
Gerald, the opportunity to start the season at the Palace,
yeah,
in Jerry World.
Jerry's World.
Yeah. Jerry's little world.
Yeah.
We're all just living Jerry's world.
Yeah.
What's you grew up a Cowboy fan?
Yeah, I actually did. To be honest, I really did like the Cowboys growing up. I mean, I have other teams I like now, but growing up, I was a Cowboys fan.
Gerald McCoy joins us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Being from Nebraska, we know what it's like to be a Nebraska kid getting to play for the University of Nebraska. What's it like being an Oklahoma kid getting to play for the University of Oklahoma?
It's great, because I grew up loving the team, and you always tell yourself, man, I would love to play there. I'm going to play there one day, and now that I'm actually doing it, it's a dream come true, and I'm loving it.
They weren't, if I'm putting all the years together, they were going through their tough times right when you would have had all your formative years, when you were 8, 9, 10 years old. Did you ever look outside of Oklahoma? Did you ever have another favorite team?
Miami. Yeah. I loved watching Miami. I loved watching Miami, and I even liked watching USC. Those three were my favorite. OU first. But I really did like watching Miami.
You know, Gerald comes up with a lot of confidence, made a little bit of swagger to you. I think he'd fit in on any of those teams.
I try and fit in anywhere I'm at.
Well, the man has a lot of awards, but what he's looking for now is a national championship ring.
Yeah.
And Gerald McCoy from Oklahoma giving us a minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Appreciate it. Can't wait for Nebraska, Oklahoma. We'll be watching you in Jerry's house day one.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gerald McCoy. Now, there's a Southern football player right there for you. Big fella, had to finish second of the preseason voting for a defensive player of the year behind Sue. And our Big 12 previews brought to you by Dynagrow Seed, just announced and registered for sale in 2010. Dynagrow Seed now has Smart Stacks corn hybrids in their starting lineup. Contact your local Dynagrow representative to find out more about the Dynagrow Smart Stacks hybrids that are now available for you.
Nice guy, too. You know, you always wonder, those defensive players are like, you know, they mean, you know, you take the field, it's a whole different. Everybody, you know what, Brandon Carpenter, the lineman from Texas Tech, tattoos all over. You know, you expect him to sit down and be this gruff. Brandon Carter. Expect him to be this rough, crude. No, just real nice, level-headed, seem to be real good guys.
Just a little short up top, huh?
A lot short up top.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up on the show tomorrow, Big 12 preview continues. We'll go to Kansas State and talk with their new starting quarterback, Carson Kaufman, little brother of Chase Kaufman. By the way, he's going to join us on the show tomorrow. Chase Daniel showed up at Big 12 Media Day. That's the first time I can recollect an ex-player showing up at Media Day. Is that weird?
No, I don't think so, because I think that his high school was 10 minutes from the airport at Dallas. I mean, he played South Lake Carroll.
Okay.
It was right there, and I think seeing the coach and whatnot.
Good time to come home before they hit practice. All right, well, he was there. He's very short. We'll be back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
An outstanding presentation. An outstanding...
Where do you find the best person to change your oil? Try the rearview mirror. That's right, you. And the pros at Advance Auto Parts can show you how easy it is and help you save money with offers like 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for only $14.99. See store for details. One oil change is all it takes to discover nobody is more qualified to get the job done right than you. Then do what's right for the environment and bring back your old oil. They'll recycle it. Advance Auto Parts. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
Welcome to Progressive Theater, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Man, this beach party was so boss until the bikers showed up.
Don't be a square, Flapjack. Our party is great for everyone, just like Progressive.com. They're the number one insurer of motorcycles and a leader in boat and RV.
Well, if Progressive can include everyone, then so can we.
Anyway, us bikers aren't here to rumble. Now everybody dance. Protect your vehicles. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfair Village, Ohio. Market positions from 2008, Millwood, Brown, and Harrison. Directive survey data.
Tiger Woods isn't.
Neither are any of the other top money winners.
None of them are coming to the ESPN Radio Superstation Golf Challenge, August 13th through the 14th at Grand Island's Indian Head Golf Course. Brought to you by Bud Light and Roy's Grand Dodge. It's not that they're afraid. It's just that they don't want to appear on the Doug and Daddy Show, which is part of the top prize. This four-man team, two-net best ball handicap tournament will be played over 2 days. You play 18 on one day or the other. Win up to $1,000 cash or gift card, plus an appearance on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM. For only $60 per player, you have green fees, cart, t-shirt. Compete for whole prizes, including Kansas City Royals and Tri-City Storm tickets. Brought to you by Slugger Sports Bar and Grill, pounding pitchers all day long, the Boathouse for all your bait needs, and Midas. Trust the Midas touch. Sign up now for the best choice of dates and time. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com, download an entry form, send it in with payment, or call 888-455-ESPN and sign up over the phone using your credit card. The Roy's Grand Dodge Bud Light ESPN Radio Challenge. ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop across the area through the day today with a slight chance for a storm late with highs around 96. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 10. We'll see a chance for isolated storms tonight with lows around 65. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 81.
Top of the second, Tampa Bay 2, Royals nothing.
Surprise!
Did I hear right? During the break, our inaugural ESPN Golf Challenge is giving $1,000 to the winner. $1,000? If you're not signed up yet, folks, well, what's wrong with you? I saw how hungry some people were for money this weekend. Calcutta. But this is the way to go get it. Folks, all the information is on our website. I'm going to give you a little here. But it's all on our website. The entry form is there, ESPNSuperstation.com. Just go there, log on, takes care of you. It's the inaugural ESPN Superstation Challenge brought to you by Roy's Grand Dodge of Grand Island and Bud Light. Now, it's not a two-day tournament, so we don't want to get you confused. It's just that Indian Head is open for this tournament in Grand Island next Thursday and Friday, August 13th and 14th. Your four-man team will only golf once, and you set your own tee time. So that's why the earlier you get in, the more available tee times there's going to be by contacting Indian Head Golf Course. So all you have to do is get your four-person team together. It's a 240 per team, 60 per player. You get your T-shirts. It pays for all your golf, your practice balls, $1,000 cash to the winner, and prizes all the way down. And everybody that gets in is going to get some prizes as well. Folks, go check it out. It's our inaugural. We want to get it off to a good start and hopefully be able to do this every year. And the whole thought process here, anybody can get their four-person team in. But when you do, we'd love to have you represent your hometown, your home golf course, your business, whatever it is. You know, throw down four names and say, hey, we're from Carroll. Throw down four names and say, hey, we're representing Overton. We're representing the Holdridge Country Club. We're representing, you know, any business. Just pick a business, whatever it is. I don't want to throw out one here over the other, but pick your business and throw that out. Or, you know what? Maybe the Reinertsons get in. You got a family, you got three kids, you got a grandpa, you got an uncle, maybe you just get a family in. You go in, you have fun, you pick your day next Thursday or Friday for the inaugural ESPN Radio Superstation Challenge. A four-person team, two-net best ball handicap format, and the winner gets a grand.
You weren't even kidding about that.
No.
I thought we were just going to give away a car or two or something. I thought you were going
to. We're really
there.
Giving away $1,000 to the winner.
Wow.
That's with all the zeros after the it's $1,000.
By the way, this just in over the break also. Brandon Crick going to join us Wednesday's show.
Brandon Crick, who has been tearing up the golf circuit, not just in Nebraska, but around the country, a McCook native, is going to join us. We've had a chance to talk to quite a few golfers from the area that have done very well, but this will be our first chance to talk to Brandon on the air. We've talked to You know, John Hurley, J.C. Stevenson, just go on and on and on. Kids from the area that are doing well in their collegiate life, and we'll talk with the Brandon on Wednesday's show. Who's winning the NASCAR race? Okay, don't care. Again, here's your lineup for the American Legion Baseball. Class B seniors at Wayne today, elimination game, Lexington and Omaha Roncalli at 4, and then Gretna, who's the only unbeaten team left, will play Nebraska City at 7. The Class C seniors at West Point, elimination game at 5. Wakefield takes on Crofton, and then UTAN, the only unbeaten team left, will play Adams at 7:30 in the Class C seniors going on at West Point. That's Nebraska, by the way. And, Daddy, the Big 12 Athletes of the Year were named after our show on Friday. Sam Bradford. And that's, you know what, that's not surprising, but yet sometimes it is. This is all sports. So Destiny Hooker, who not
volleyball
only led
player, Texas
to the Final Four in volleyball, but also an outstanding track athlete, indoor and outdoor. Chase Daniel was the Athlete of the Year last year from Missouri. Then Ben Askren, the great wrestler from Missouri. Nebraska has had one male Big 12 Athlete of the Year. Who was it? Jacques Fon of Kansas was the first year in basketball. Ricky Williams from Texas. Charles Howell, the golfer from Oklahoma State.
Probably Eric Crouch.
Josh Heupel from Oklahoma. Cale Sanderson of Iowa State, I think, got it that year. Nick Collison has won it from Kansas. Jason White from Oklahoma. A lot of Oklahoma quarterbacks. Derek Johnson from Texas was a winner. Vince Young. It was Grant Wistrom was the winner of the award in 97-98.
Would he be the only defensive?
Well, what was Derek Johnson from Texas?
Yeah, he's a defensive player.
So,
linebacker.
And then on the female side, Sarah Pavin had won it the last 2 years from Nebraska, and Grace Alicia Perro won it back in the 2000-2001 school year. Mike Gundy just doubled his salary. Is that deserved? I mean, I know they got money to throw around down there with T-Boone, but is that deserved from $1,053,000 to an average of more than $2.2 million per year? His first contract in 2005 paid him $700,000. So in 5 years, he's went from $700,000 to $2.2. And what have they done again? I mean, they're better, but...
More than three times
your original contract better?
Wouldn't you wait till after the season, after you slay a giant?
He's 27 and 23.
Eh.
Danny Nee just can't stay in one place. Of course, he was Nebraska's all-time winningest coach. We talked to him earlier this year when he went into the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame. He's headed to Townsend State, Townsend University. Buy you lunch if you can tell me where that's at.
Well, Townsend, Vermont.
Exactly, Baltimore.
Oh.
And it's a Division I school with an enrollment of 21,000.
Really?
A full-time assistant. He's not the head coach. He's an assistant. He will be coaching under Pat Kennedy, who's coached at Iona, Florida State, DePaul, and Montana. Of course, last year he was the director of player development at Rutgers, and they were not good. But that had, I don't think, anything to do with Coach Nee, because if you're there for a year, the talent's not good. Blech. So, there you go. That's what we got going. And that wraps up an hour on the show. Coming up, Colin Cowherd. And he'll keep you updated on how the Royals are doing. They're already well underway in their final game against Tampa Bay, trying to finish out that four-game series by picking up another win. Then the Royals are back home. So no Royals today, but we will keep you up to date on SportsCenter. We want to thank the folks who joined us on the program today, including Gerald McCoy, defensive tackle from the University of Oklahoma, as our Big 12 preview continued. Tomorrow, among our guests, Kansas State quarterback Carson Kaufman taking over the reins for Coach Bill Snyder, how he feels and how he thinks this team can do. And then we'll have our thoughts on Kansas State after you hear that interview.
Yeah, a lot more going on later in the week. Our Big 12 preview rolls on all week long. Brandon Krickhouse is set to join us on Wednesday. Look forward to having you back 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy's show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 in Kearney, 1550. Our friends at Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.